AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama and Cuban President Raul Castro are both attending the Summit of the Americas in Panama. The two spoke by phone earlier this week, the first time presidents of the two countries have done that in 50 years. Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes, who's in Panama, says the leaders talked about the summit and conversations the U.S. and Cuba have been having about other matters.
They were able to review the status of our efforts to, complete the work of establishing those formal diplomatic relations.
Hillary Rodham Clinton is expected to make the announcement Sunday that's been anticipated for months. People familiar with her plans say the first official word that she's running for president will come in an online video posted on social media. Major damage in Illinois, where a tornado hit, more than one tornado, actually. Ogle County Sheriff Brian Van Vickle says there's been a lot of damage in and around Rochelle.
We've had several structures damaged. Unfortunately, I do not have an accurate number at this time. We're still going under the assumption that it's around 30 homes have been either completely destroyed or uninhabitable.
At least two tornadoes damaged a six-county swath last night. In Afghanistan, U.S. forces have escaped injury in a Taliban attack. The AP's Lynn O'Donnell fills us in.
An American military convoy was targeted by a suicide bomber in a car early this morning, Kabul time. The area was fairly busy with civilians because it's a Friday holiday, and the only people who were injured and killed were three local people. None of the Americans were injured, probably because they were in massively armored vehicles at the time.
Meanwhile, the group Save the Children says five of its local staff who'd been kidnapped several weeks ago were found dead in a southern province. This is AP Radio News. Bars have used soap that hotels would normally throw away are now part of a mission to prevent disease.
Sean Siepler is on a mission to save lives with soap. His nonprofit, Clean the World, recycles used bars of soap from hotels.
We press it into a brand new 3-ounce bar of soap that's ready to be boxed and delivered and hand it out to somebody in need all over the world.
More than 4,000 hotels contribute, including the Las Vegas Sands, the hotel's Ron Reese.
We get to be contributing to making the planet a safer, better place to live.
The soap goes to nearly 100 countries where hygiene products aren't readily available. I'm Sandy Kozell.
This weekend in New York, a member of the state's Air National Guard who was killed in Afghanistan in 2013 will be posthumously awarded the Bronze Star Medal with Valor. 22-year-old Staff Sergeant Todd Lubryko was killed when his base security unit was attacked. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.